Everybody at the Republican convention says they have their sights fixed firmly on just one goal, putting Bob Dole and Jack Kemp in the White House. But so many ambitious politicians are crowded under one roof in San Diego that thoughts are already beginning to turn to 2000. NPR's Mara Liasson has this report on the Republicans who are positioning themselves for the nomination 4 years from now.
Bob Dole isn't the only Republican politician who plans to launch his campaign from the San Diego Convention Center this week.
You're going to see a lot of people angling, not just for the year 2000, but the year 2004.
David Keene is the chairman of the American Conservative Union. He's been involved in Republican politics for most of his life, and in San Diego, he's paying close attention to the first rumblings of the next presidential race.
The conventions give presidential wannabes a chance to know the people who are going to be around for a long time and who they're going to have to go to and appeal to down the road.
Even if Bob Dole wins, his age raises the possibility that he'll serve only one term. If he loses, there will certainly be a free-for-all 4 years from now. At the top of the list is Jack Kemp. As the vice presidential candidate, Kemp becomes the automatic front-runner for the year 2000, regardless of what happens this year. Then there are all the new rising stars: Governors George W. Bush and Christine Todd Whitman, Senator Fred Thompson, Congressman John Kasich. And there are the men Bob Dole beat this year. Pat Buchanan, who came in second, has a ready-made movement behind him. In front of 1,200 cheering supporters on Sunday, he signaled his intention to try again.
Within this party, a new party is being born. God willing, we will be there at its birth, and one day, the stone the builders rejected shall become the cornerstone.
Then there's Steve Forbes, the millionaire publisher who also gave Bob Dole a scare. David Keene has been watching him mend fences.
He has, as you know, been appearing wherever he can with Bob Dole in recent days, both to patch up past differences, to promote the kinds of economic ideas that he espouses, and presumably to be close enough so that if Bob Dole eventually becomes president, there might be something out there for Steve Forbes. So he's playing the game.
This week, Forbes played the game in high style. He hosted a lavish reception for his followers at the San Diego Museum of Art. Waiters passed around crab cakes and sushi. There was a big ice sculpture of Mount Rushmore, with Bob Dole's face added, of course.
Nice to see you.
Looking forward to being a Forbes delegate, and I'm sorry we're not going to have that chance.
Forbes may only be angling for a cabinet position in a Dole administration, Treasury Secretary perhaps, but every one of the people who come through his receiving line is a potential supporter should he run again.
I hope you're keeping all our names on your mailing list and keep track of us, and we want to be
terrific.
In touch with you.
I like your time.
Jan Singh from Delaware is ready for the next time around.
I love the man. I love the magazine. I think he's got a message for America, and it's important that we hear it. I'd love him to run again.
And Steve Forbes is leaving his options open.
Well, I say that that'll depend in part on whether President Dole and Vice President Kemp run for re-election in the year 2000. I'm an optimist.
This year, Forbes learned that an outsider, even one with millions of dollars, couldn't overcome the advantages that the Republican establishment gave to Bob Dole. The other self-styled outsider in the race, former Tennessee Governor Lamar Alexander, learned that lesson too.
One of the things I missed is I think there's not only the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary, there's also the Washington, D.C. primary. I mean, the media is based in Washington. Our party's politics is based in Washington. Our party's fundraising is based in Washington. We're much more of a Washington, D.C. party than we really like to admit. I didn't do that as well.
If Alexander runs again, he'll have to do it better. He began courting the establishment of the party this week in the most effective way a loser can, by volunteering to make the rounds of delegations to speak on behalf of the Dole-Kemp ticket. Tom Rath, the man who ran Alexander's campaign in New Hampshire, was by his side.
It just sort of reinforces that he's a player in this party, that he speaks to a group of people who remember him with some degree of fondness.
Rath knows the little things Alexander can do to help Dole win in the short term could help make Alexander a stronger contender in the long term.
And I think people like people who worked hard for something, and when they didn't get it, pitched in and supported it. I don't think that's sort of the good losers situation where you gain some points by demonstrating that you're in it for the long run.
This year, the competition among presidential wannabes is to see who can be the best loser, the most loyal supporter of Bob Dole's, and the most openly ambitious of this year's failed Republican candidates. Texas Senator Phil Graham is determined not to be outdone even in this new contest.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Graham, like Alexander, is trying to talk to as many caucuses as he can this week. At a breakfast for the Louisiana delegation, Graham was the epitome of a team player, but he couldn't resist getting in a dig at the man who beat him in Louisiana.
I understand something that I think maybe Pat Buchanan, until the last couple of days, has forgotten, and that is, under our system, when you lose, you sit down.
4 years ago, at the Republican convention in Houston, Graham was doing everything he could to lay the groundwork for a presidential run, but not this year.
This is a very easy convention for me. I'm just doing the things Senator Dole asked me to do to help him.
You had one of the brightest burning fires in the belly of any Republican. Has that fire gone out?
Well, I still have the fire, but the fire is now focused toward electing Bob Dole. Would I rather be the nominee? Yeah, sure, I would.
And the year 2000?
4 years is an eternity in politics. As of this moment, I don't have any plan to run for president again.
Phil, I think, learned something from this process.
David Keene.
He had set his mind on running for president in 1996, and nothing was going to deter him, and he did everything that you're supposed to do, but he wanted it too much. And the presidency's a funny thing. You have to really want it to have any chance, because going after it is a grueling kind of undertaking that requires tremendous discipline and drive. But if you want it too much, you turn people off. And I think this time Phil wanted it too much.
This year, the new rule for Republicans eager to position themselves for the future is discretion. In public, at least, the best political strategy is to channel your ambitions into service to the Dole campaign. In San Diego, I'm Mara Liasson.